years. Call today and tell us what your needs are. We're here to help. Call 272-2115 or stop by our office at 306 Coliseum Boulevard in the Eastbrook Shopping Center.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people! That's all!
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio. Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Professor in News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Biden's nominee for Attorney General is speaking at his confirmation hearing, vowing to prioritize civil rights, combat extremist attacks, and ensure the Justice Department remains politically independent. Merrick Garland's appearance before the Senate Judiciary Committee is featuring questions about the investigation of Mr. Biden's son Hunter, as well as the fallout from the U.S. Capitol riot as well. The White House says about a third of the coronavirus vaccine doses delayed by last week's winter weather have now been delivered. Meanwhile, in the state of Georgia, Governor Brian Kemp says four mass vaccination sites are going online today. A new study finds teachers may be more important drivers of COVID-19 transmission in schools than students. That paper released today by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 125 points, the NASDAQ down about 190. This is SRN News.
In 1901, a woman by the name of Annie Taylor climbed into a barrel so that she could ride that barrel over Niagara Falls, the first person to do so. The reason for her crazy endeavor? She was struggling to make ends meet, and she was hoping for fame and financial security. It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, a faith and family mortgage team that tries to improve your financial outlook without having to ship you over a 170-foot waterfall. Our mortgage team happens to be an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This advantage often allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you monthly and lifelong money through a refinance, or help you with a cash-out refinance, cashing out some of your home's equity to use for life. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Miller Park Road, Millville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animal list number 1335. Rack animal list number 65233. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Sitting watching TV in my living room when I heard something crash, then a gigantic boom. I looked outside and on the lawn was a big propeller blade, a massive chunk of a plane. Then parts were crashing down and exploding like thunder, a turbine engine, then a wing flap, then a rudder, and then a wing and a fuselage tumbled down in flames. A giant chunk of a plane. All the parts were labeled Boeing, and no one knows where they're going. Dodging pieces of the engine debris from the cockpit. Then the tail fin comes down flaming, metal shrapnel shards are raining, smashing, cracking, pieces breaking. What a terrible way of deplaning. They're losing parts up in the clouds. It all came down and crashed into my house. The craziest thing, totally insane. Still cleaning up these giant chunks of a plane.
8 minutes after six. Welcome to Tuesday morning on News Talk 93.1 FM. We'll have a forecast from Rich in just a second. Couple of very special images now on Facebook. Mars in 4K.
Yes.
Which is absolutely amazing. And
your tax dollars at work.
Well, you know, what people don't seem to understand, and they never, you know, and it's always the same people, like during the mission to the moon, and I guess we're going back there in 2024. Mm-hmm. The technologies that were developed in that pursuit, we advanced our society and our lives by a great deal. Mm-hmm. Through discoveries that were made through research in the space program. But goodness knows they could, spend that money down here, changing the weather, doing all that kind of crap.
It did a lot of good, I'll tell you. It really did.
Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka is a sponsor of the show for many years now. We're proud to have them, a company that restores choices to lives that have gotten the toughest break. They work with our wounded heroes returning from battle overseas, facing short, long-term, sometimes permanent adjustments in their life. They're all about choice restoration and putting people safely back into the home that they want to live in. Above and beyond that, they do customized motorized equipment. They've even put people back on the road, folks who were told you'll never drive again, you'll have to live a life of dependency. Now the game changer that is voice command technology has allowed them to take control of their schedule and not have to endure the burden of feeling dependent on somebody else for everything. So check them out on Facebook. Take a look at the amazing things they do there at 1647 Coosa River Parkway. They hope, we hope, you never need them for the reason they're there, but if you do, you'll be glad they are. Gulf States Mobility, the pride of Wetumpka.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. They put God and family first, where you can get home weekly, great benefits, and 401k that the company matches up to 4%, and you're automatically invested. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
For those of you in the studio, this is last Tuesday morning.
Yes, very
that's
cold,
last
frigid.
Tuesday morning.
Oh, wow, yeah, that's
windchill factor in the teens. This Tuesday, we're talking about a high temperature, 72. How
Woo-hoo!
About that? Yeah, we had 70 yesterday. Sunshine, very spring-like today. Not as cool tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 40 with clear skies. Tomorrow, I think we're headed for the middle 70s. More sunshine. The beautiful weather continues. I think we're near 70 on Thursday. Clouds increase, but we're dry. Risk of scattered showers returning Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but not raining all the time. Just spotty showers, like spring. Spring-like warmth continues. Right now this morning, 31 Prattville, 35 at Danley Field. The time is 6:11.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Looking at that frozen fountain, I'm glad that we didn't have frozen pipes like they did in Texas. By the way, some parts of Texas will get to above 80 degrees today.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that amazing?
In a week? Wow.
Amazing turnaround. Talk about thawing out, right? It's nice to know that our friends at Plumbing by Lukewire are ready to take care of any plumbing catastrophe or even small plumbing issues that I don't know how to fix. Boy, oh boy, if I try to fix a plumbing problem, it only gets worse. But at Plumbing by Lukewire, anytime you call them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, they'll take your call, and they never charge overtime regardless of when you call. The whole house plumbing inspection, that's a great thing because then they can spot a problem that is about to become a big problem before it does. Good peace of mind. They did it in my house. Took them about 35 minutes or so. And also, they pick up the phone and tell you that they're on their way. And when they arrive, they diagnose the problem and tell you how much it's going to cost before they fix it. So it's upfront pricing at Plumbing by Lukewire. Very professional, and they're taking extra precautions, of course, with healthy employees that show up at your door with a mask on. And they've been in the business for well over two decades now. They've been my go-to plumber for at least the last 5 years. I wish I knew about them 20 years ago. As they say at Plumbing by Lukewire, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, give them a call, 264-9666. Their Alabama certification number is 84417.
Anybody know what day this is?
I read somewhere it's Tuesday.
It's just a regular Tuesday.
Tuesday?
It's Tuesday, right? So what are we doing today?
Well, I know what I'm doing today!
Party like it's Tuesday!
That's the lamest thing I've ever heard.
You think that's lame?
Well, obviously you haven't heard
a show?
There's more where that came from.
I don't know if I can take all the excitement.
Well, you better get ready.
You better get ready.
Because it's showtime!
All right, so what are we going to do for fun today? Hey, how do you like that? New image of Dr.
Baloney. Oscar Mayer.
The little menace. Wow, an immediate reaction. That's funny. Put it up like 5 seconds ago.
You know what? Speaking of baloney, you should put up our breakfast of the morning, which is... there it is. There it is. You got more reactions than that.
Yes.
Look how delectable that is.
I put up stories that throughout the day that I think people need to see because it's going to affect their life at some level or another.
Right.
But the sandwich always, for the most part, ends up being...
It wins out. It was really delectable.
It is. I've got 5 Facebook friend openings. I guess I'm pissing off people or people are just dumping Facebook.
I would go with the latter.
If you... I'm going to use it until I'm confident that Gab or one of the others is going to be around and they're not going to deplatform it and they're never having ending attempt to censor anybody who's to the right of Attila the Hun.
Facebook wouldn't let me in this morning. Somebody...
Did you get that figured out?
Somebody in Toronto tried to...
Let's see. See all friends. Friend request this is. I just want to make sure I don't add anybody that... There's a good one. He's good. She looks good. I always check out the women first. Don't... not for any particular reason. I'll give her a shot. I like to keep that because I don't want anybody to think that people are unfriending me. Kelly looks good. How about Joe here? Okay, we'll take Joe. Now we're back to 5,000.
Okay, there you go.
Send a request. I love having people who listen to the show and support our radio station as part of my group here. It's a 6:15, so the meatball sub was okay.
Meatball sub was excelente. The weather is great, and I got a great report from the doctor yesterday.
I shared that yesterday in a non-HIPAA-violating way.
Oh, okay.
How, you know, the tremendous physical condition you're in. You're like a 45-year-old teenager.
And our subject on TV this morning is kind of similar to that.
I know. I am, I'm still torn on what we're going to do, but if you could pick one age that you could stay at, which one would it be?
Right. Right. It's not 18, folks, and it's not 21.
Oh, no. 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 None of my... I never even gave any number in the 20s a thought. I would not want to relive that decade for anything. Mainly because when I look back at it, if I had known how crazy some of the stuff I was doing, I'd be too afraid to do it.
Oh, God, yeah.
But that's why they call it your 20s. So you have the, you know, you don't think those things that way. You don't think that way at that time. So you don't worry about it. Sorry. I'm going to move to Florida with $40 in my pocket and start my life over. Okay, sounds like a great idea. 6:16, local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Alabama State University is partnering with Montgomery Public Schools to help get MPS employees vaccinated. Starting Thursday, ASU health professionals will administer 800 coronavirus vaccine doses to MPS employees. The Air Force has identified the student pilot killed in last week's deadly plane crash in Montgomery as 25-year-old Renchi Usaki. Air Force officials say it will likely be 30 to 60 days before we know what caused the crash Friday night near the Montgomery Regional Airport. Anselma police are investigating the city's second murder of the year. Police say 38-year-old William Smith of Orville was shot and killed early Sunday morning. The shooting happened near the intersection of King Street and McLeod Avenue. Right now, no arrests have been made. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Rich, science has now proven that wearing glasses diminishes your risk to the coronavirus.
Well, go ahead and breathe on me, Jay.
Well, it was either that story or that science has now officially determined that cheese is not bad for you.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. You know, again, this is just like eggs in the 80s and other stuff. Oh, don't eat that. It's going to, you know, it has cholesterol and all this other crap.
And coffee.
And then coffee is another one. Then 10 years later, they say, you know, coffee can extend your life. They change their mind every 2 weeks. It's just like the coronavirus. You know, do this, but don't do that. And how they came to determine 6 feet was exactly the right distance to stay away from somebody. I have no idea.
Oh, and then when I walk into my cardiologist, it's 4. The board says, CDC guidelines says 4 feet away from each other.
Oh, they lowered the guidelines?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Pretty soon.
When Dr. Fauci says it, I'll believe it.
Yeah. So what about glasses protect you?
A new study reveals that people who wear glasses are 3 times less likely to catch COVID-19. Researchers believe it's because they rub their eyes less, but the real reason is that people with glasses are nerds! It's easier to social distance when you don't have any friends, nerd! Mr. Four Eyes can stay 6 feet apart when he's all alone at the lunch table. Nerd, geek, dweeb, freak, bookworm, virgin! You're trying to stay away from my germs? How about a wet willy? Nerd! As soon as I'm allowed out of my house again,
You're going to get the wedgie of your life. Oh, I think I need a doctor. I hope he's not a nerd.
Looks like they may have had a secret advantage all of this time. Coming up now, what's the current temp?
We're at 35.
We will be talking with our friends over at the Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. If you could pick one age to be for the rest of your life, what age would that be? That's coming up in just a couple of moments. Right now, we'll take a quick break.
This week, the James G. Murphy Auction Company invites the public to bid during a major online auction underway now of items from the former Mannington Mills plywood plant. February 18th through the 25th is your opportunity to bid on all items big and small at this plywood mill. It's an auction that features a complete plywood lathe line, hogs, chippers, dust collectors, and boilers. And if you're looking for shop equipment, we've got lots of items to choose from, including a truck scale, dump hoppers, pallet racking motors, valves, mill chain, steel tables, hand and power tools, and a whole lot more. This is the auction you don't want to miss. It's located at 785 Port of Epps Highway in Epps. On-site preview of items is Wednesday, February 24th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Bidding opens at 11 a.m. February 18th and closes at 11 a.m. February the 25th. For more information, go to our website at murphyauction.com. That's murphyauction.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Giving you something to think about. This is Morning Shower Thoughts.
Saying I'm sorry has the same meaning as saying I apologize. Unless you're at a funeral.
Morning Shower Thoughts.
Good point. Never really thought of that, did I? At 6:22 at this particular point in the show.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
Why, thank you.
I'm sorry that the morning meatball festival couldn't include you.
Yeah, well, I'm seeing my cardiologist today, so yeah. Probably, even if I could, I couldn't do it. I wouldn't do it today.
Well, yeah, but if he gives you permission to eat meatballs, let me know, and I'll bring one in for you tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm sure he's going to get that notification any moment now. It's your heart doctor. You're all good for the meatballs.
Okay.
How much bread? Hey, it's any. I had my checkup yesterday, so I can have meatballs today.
Did the bread hold up okay? There's a lot of marinara and cheese and everything.
God, yeah. Good. The picture is just amazing. It looks...
All products used in the making of that meatball sub were purchased at Food Outlet at cost plus 10%. We all know that Menthol Meredith is a caring person. I think before we do our TV hit, we should find out her thoughts on Britney and her freedom.
Britney?
Everybody's talking about this whole free Britney Spears thing, and when I first heard about it, I asked Verna where Britney was doing time to see if it was anywhere I'd done time, but then Verna told me she's a prisoner in her own home. Oh, house arrest. No big deal. Just your run-of-the-mill lewd behavior at the Piggly Wiggly produce department will get you house arrested. Been there, done that. Man, the worst part is that ankle monitor. It is dang near impossible to get a pair of pantyhose up over that sucker without ripping them to shreds. But in the end, with some Crisco, focus, and determination, it can be done. Okay, y'all, I gotta go. We got a hot new FedEx guy, so I need to try and get the cat puke out of my tube top before he shows up.
Never occurred to me an ankle monitor would destroy pantyhose.
Mm-hmm.
We're about 10 seconds away from TV Land.
Yay!
Three, two, one. We're going to be hot now.
Welcome back. Well, of 2,000 Americans surveyed, most say they would like to stay 36 years old for the rest of their life. There's a lot to talk about with this. Want to check in with our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. All right. So we have one person under 36 here in the studio.
And I'm very happy to comment on anything that you would like to know about this topic.
I hear so many people whining
like
when they get
gray for 36 years.
Burn.
I hear so many people whine when they get to 30 years old, and I tell them, you are about to get into the best decade, actually the best two decades
yes.
of your entire life. Sure, it's great to be in the 20s because your body is younger, but I mean, but it, the 30s are so much better as far as your confidence level. And
can I tell a story?
Oh, no.
It's sure, like no other.
I went to public high school.
We're just going
to
rename this segment Story Time with Greg from now on.
All right, go ahead.
Upon further review, it's really not that good. Back to you, Jay.
No,
I don't have a story.
I will say, me personally, of course, I'm a little different than most 25-year-olds, but...
This is true.
You know, 25 has actually been a really good year for me, and it's been one of those of where you've kind of hit that point in your life of where everything is growth, and you've been able to apply what you've learned from your parents and, you know, starting a business and all of that, and really are starting to reap some of the benefits of that. And, you know.
But you know what? You are advanced for the typical person your age. You really are.
Well, thank you. I'll take it as a compliment.
If I could, you know, pick one year, I would pick the year that was named here, 36.
36. It's great. Yep. It's great. Yeah.
If you go to my Facebook page, there's a picture of me at that age, and I know I'm one of those people that can say, that was the best I ever looked in my entire life.
It also says here that a survey found that more than half the people say they look 5 years younger than they really are, and they feel 6 years younger. I feel pretty
well,
young.
Well, I'm glad I'm not the only one.
Yeah. I certainly feel a lot younger than my chronological age, which will not be mentioned.
I'm the same way. You know, I know what my age is, but I... Then I think back to what my parents or grandparents were like at that age, and I feel like I'm totally different than they were.
Why is it so touchy to say your age as you get older?
I think it's touchy for me because...
I'm just curious. I'm,
in my mind, I am nowhere near that. I am
nowhere near.
Me
I am
too.
42. He's nowhere near 42.
But you know,
nowhere near the age I am not saying publicly.
Correct.
Here's the thing, though. There's a song by Carly Simon, and one of the lyric lines in it says, "These are the good old days."
Exactly. In other words, right now.
That's the attitude you embrace. These are the good old days. And with every age, even past 36, mm-hmm. there are additional advantages.
Right.
And then you get to my point in life. You look back at the 20s, I would never want to redo.
Right.
That's in the 20s, you're just too dumb to understand all the risk-taking behaviors you're doing. I'm not talking about,
hey,
you know, drugs.
Jesse, do you have something to throw?
Well, I'm there. Sitting here looking at Jay being like...
I can't help you. I'm not 20.
I'm
he
like,
didn't call me.
Andrew,
call me
you're
dumb
not too
20.
Dumb.
No, I'm like, wait a minute. Now, we just said a minute ago I was a smart one, so wait a minute.
Yeah, he just said you were so advanced a second ago. Now he's calling you dumb.
No.
The dumbest you'll ever be, in fact, so...
Yeah, today is
man, dumb. Get a quarter of a century old, and I'd just find out I'm plain dumb.
You know, but I'm...
Maybe for men?
I don't think you know how to mitigate...
I don't know.
...risk while you're in... I got 30 seconds to regain my reputation
well,
with Andrew.
You start right now.
Yeah. You
start now.
I didn't mean dumb in the ignorant sense. I meant...
in choices, some choices.
Not even that.
Stupid sense.
Trust me, somewhere down the road, you're going to look back at the age you are now and say, wow, I can't believe I did that. I couldn't have done that today.
Yeah, that dumb, yeah.
And then they wrap.
Greg, I'll leave you with this. I'm almost positive that me and Jesse are the only two people in our 20s who are up this early watching morning TV.
That's
so
probably true.
Anyone other than us.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. You've got a great future,
a
both of
one.
You.
We will check back in with you guys tomorrow morning. To hear more from our friends, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
I hope I'm still there.
We're headed back out.
Good morning. everybody. We hope you made your morning and gave you some laughs on this Tuesday.
Wish I was 36.
You know, I really, because, I mean, of course, I'm only as old as I am, which is 25. But looking ahead, you know, it's funny. You look back to 21, which was only 4 years ago, and it seems like eons ago.
Yeah.
And then you look ahead. Kelsey and I were just talking about this yesterday. You know, we were headed up to a barrel race, and we were talking about, you know, we look at, you know, 29 or 30, and it's like, it seems like it's, you know, we've got all the time in the world, but really it's only 3 years
it'll close
away.
It'll close in quickly.
I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And you just look back, and it's like, oh, this is forever ago, and it was only yesterday.
Yeah, you know, the first sign that you're getting older is when you drive by your old high school and everybody looks like little kids.
Yeah, right.
And you realize, yeah. It's
Enjoy 25. But can you imagine being 40 years older?
Well, you know, it's hard. Yes and no. And the reason I say that is because a lot of the stuff that I've been fortunate to already do, most 40 and 50-year-olds have not done in their lifetime. So it's kind of one of those of, I still want more life experience before I get to that age, obviously. I don't want to be, you know, 40 and still trying to figure things out. But at the same time, too, I feel like I would be okay if I was there well. I'd be comfortable.
I've watched some people grow up in this building. Jay was just a sprout when I first got here. Yeah.
Started this job when I was, I started this job in September. I was 20, and then October I turned 21. So
Ronald McDonald watched him grow up as well.
And I'm currently 42.
Wow.
Yeah, well.
And I feel 42.
I've been in the business a long time, and it was very humbling to come here and have this young man show me how to run the equipment.
So if you think about it, I've been here for, since I was 21, and I'm 42 now, so that's
half your life.
20, yeah, I was gonna say that's like 20 some odd years, and then I'm 42, which means that's half my life I've been in this building.
Wow,
I'm starting my 17th year here. That to me is mind-boggling.
So, yeah. I've been in Montgomery 43 years, and I came here when I was 2.
I've been here in Montgomery for 25 years, and I was born in Montgomery, and there we go.
Okay, we have the timeline with
but
Rich
I look
coming.
3.
Well, you do have that
the
adorable
baby
boyish face,
yes.
Yeah. That has served you well, Rich. I would like to talk to those of you who own a business that involves vehicles, deliveries, service type vehicles, anybody that's got their name on the side of a pickup or a truck. There's a company here in town that can help you make more money, help you run a more efficient business, and at the end of the day, be your most valuable employee without the cost of a salary or benefits or anything else, and that's DCCI, Darden Communications Consultants Incorporated. They have the technologies. First of all, you know, when you have your trucks and vehicles out there, with your name on it, you've become a target. You actually see the lawyers advertising on TV specifically targeting business vehicles. You want to know what's going on, where they're at. Are the drivers, you know, staying with the rules of the road? Are they where they're supposed to be at the time they say they're going to be there? You can get a complete report at the end of your business day on all of that. Darden Communications Consultants Incorporated can also install dash cams and make sure that you're able to track everything that's going on in your company with just the click of a mouse. It's so efficient. Communications, the era of the cell phone, the business cell phone, is going away, and the two-way radio is making a comeback, largely because one button, you know exactly who you're going to talk to. There's no doubt about it. And the new two-way radios are far more powerful. They can literally leap tall buildings in a single bound, and that way you can instantly communicate with the people that you need. Darden can help you with technologies both that will help you analyze the day, give you the analytics of your business performance, and stay in touch with your employees so you know what's going on at all times. Let them be your MVP. Call them at 780-1211. 780-1211 at Darden Communications Consultants, Inc., or visit them online. I got to make a change here. I'm sorry. 780-1112. 780-1112. DCCI.com. That's com with a double M. Ford.com. Ford Darden. 6:34, traffic, and then the timeline for the 23rd of February.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have two accidents, one with injury, just before the 65 northbound merge on I-85 southbound. As you approach the merge, you'll need to be in the left two lanes to get around both of these accidents and merge. We've also got an accident on I-65 northbound. For those of you exiting north on 85, it's going to be on the right side of the road there. Use caution at the interchange this morning. It's just a mess there. Everywhere else around the area, light to moderate traffic, no other real problems that are going to slow you down. Reinhardt Toyota has the Toyota you've always wanted. Visit their location on the Eastern Boulevard or shop online at ReinhardtToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24/7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24/7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24/7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit clarkcomfort.com. That's clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Why do I go to Chappie's Deli? Their delicious grilled chicken salad. And then I don't feel so bad about dessert. I love their New York-style cheesecake as well.
Chappie's Deli, serving all your favorites for over 30 years. Don't forget the car hop service.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. We're located in Peptree Shops on Vaughan Road. We're open 7 days a week. We're more than happy to trade you for any things, any jewelry, gemstones, diamonds, coins, things of that sort that you no longer use or wear or so forth. Or we can remake it or you can walk away with a check. So let us come and help you evaluate what your assets are worth. Stop in. Appointment's not necessary. And we're open 7 days a week and see what we could do and might surprise you big time on what your assets are really worth. Thank you.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
This is Frank Bertarelli. We'd like to take time out to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their years of help in growing our business. Over 25 years with Zap Pest Control and still growing thanks to Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Rick's Jewelers are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to Rick's Jewelers in Prattville, where quality has been shining through for over 30 years. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Rick's Jewelers.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to Newstalk931.com.
The River Region's first and only News Talk station on FM. Live, local talk. Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
giving you something to think about. This is Morning Shower Thoughts.
If there truly is life on Mars, they're probably pretty freaked out right now about the robot invasion from outer space.
Morning Shower Thoughts.
At 6:39, with the timeline for the 23rd day of February, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
On the 54th day of the year, with 311 days left. On National Dog Biscuit Day...
Have you ever seen a dog that don't want... Hey, Chase.
He don't want a dog biscuit.
Do you want this dog biscuit?
He's, well, he took it.
Put it in his mouth, but he will not eat it. It's National Banana Bread Day.
Oh, banana like nut bread. Yeah. I should have brought you a loaf.
It says banana bread. It didn't say banana nut.
Oh, it
didn't
just say banana nut bread.
It's National Tennis Day.
You celebrate that in August.
Oh, I see.
Oh, okay.
It's National Tennis Day as well. 1861, President-elect Abraham Lincoln arrives in Washington in secrecy, tight security. Seven states had already seceded from the Union. Alan Pinkerton, head of a private detection agency, had uncovered a plot to assassinate Lincoln when he passed through Baltimore, so the president had to come in a disguise. On the state of 1927, President Calvin Coolidge signed a bill creating the Federal Radio Commission, now known as the Federal Communications Commission. Changed the name in 1934. This is the day 76 years ago, in 1945, that U.S. Marines on Iwo Jima captured Mount Suribachi, and they raised the American flag twice. The second flag raising was captured in an iconic picture taken by AP photographer Joe Rosenthal. And, of course, that was the template for the Korean Memorial in Washington. 67 years ago, or the Iwo Jima Memorial. 67 years ago in 1954, Arsenal Elementary School in Pittsburgh was the first to receive injections for the polio vaccine developed by Dr. Jonas Salk. That was a big deal as the current vaccine.
Even bigger.
Polio was a scourge.
And in large part because kids were far more susceptible to it than adults.
Right.
That's what made FDR's thing so unusual. He got it at age 39, which is very rare.
He was healthy and a runner and active, and that's amazing. On this date in 1965, filming began for the Beatles' follow-up to A Hard Day's Night. The location was in the Bahamas. 1978, listen to these winners from the Grammy Awards. Fleetwood Mac, Album of the Year with Rumors, check. Eagles, Record of the Year with Hotel California, check.
Wow,
Best Pop Vocal Performance, the Bee Gees, How Deep Is Your Love. That's a pretty good year for the Grammys, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now our song of the day. The year is 1985. The guy is from Minneapolis. Prince Rogers Nelson is his full name. We lost this guy in the spring of 2016, age 57. One of his biggest hits here, she wore a raspberry beret, and if it was warm, she wouldn't wear much more. Yeah. Yes. We've got Prince on the timeline this morning. Warming us up here.
I was working part-time in a five and dime. My boss was Mr. McGee. He told me several times that he didn't like my kind.
Like her. 1994, Nancy Kerrigan came home with a silver medal from the Winter Olympics in Lillehammer, Norway. Tanya Harden placed 10th.
Why? Why?
1980, young Eric Heiden speed skates into Olympic history, wins the 10,000-meter race at the Winter Olympics in Lake Placid, setting world record for his time and winning an unprecedented 5 gold medals at the game. God, I haven't thought about Eric Heiden in a long time. That's 1980.
1980. 40 years ago.
8 years ago in 2013, Battleship won the world's worst picture Razzie Awards. 2014, Dale Earnhardt Jr. wins his second Daytona 500, 10 years after his first win. It was postponed for several hours by heavy rain. Now we have birthdays. Oh, I didn't edit any of these. Let's just go down this list here, and let's start with Tom Baudet. He's leaving the lights on at Motel 6. He's 66 today. Howard Jones is 66. He had some big hits in the 80s. Well, some medium-sized hits in the 80s.
Yeah.
Patricia Richardson. She was Tim Allen's wife on Home Improvement. 70 today. Ed Too Tall Jones is 70. Dallas Cowboys legend. We're 19 days till the time change. That's when you can start riding your bike again during the evening. 19 days away. Spring starting in 25 days, although it'll feel like spring today. 37 days till MLB opening day, and Easter is now 40 days away. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Exactly 1 week ago at this moment, I was telling you the wind chill factor was 9. And what a change. Sunshine today, very spring-like again. We had 70 yesterday, low 70s today. Not as cool tonight with clear skies, overnight low 40. Tomorrow, the beautiful weather continues. We will aim for, I think, the middle 70s tomorrow. And then near 70 on Thursday as clouds increase. Risk of scattered showers Thursday night into Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's not going to rain all the time, but there'll be, you know, showers here and there. But the spring-like warmth will continue. Right now, this morning, we have mostly clear skies. 31 Prattville, 35 in Montgomery at 646.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
646, Cheap Trash.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Got accidents this morning. We have two still being worked on I-85 southbound just before the 65 merge. You'll need to be in the left two lanes to get around both of these accidents and make the merge. If you're on I-65 northbound just before the I-85 northbound merge, got an accident there. Watch out for emergency vehicles and boots on the ground. Also, Highway 231 just before Central Plank Road coming into Wetumpka. We've got a big accident there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. Elsewhere, we're looking pretty good around the boulevard. Keep it here for more traffic updates. Accidents happen. Go where the insurance companies go. Chico's Auto Pros on the Atlanta Highway. Better price, better experience, guaranteed. Chico's Auto Pros, 239-9510. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jane.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday when you sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years, and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years, you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbor's yards. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292? And do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292.
Penny Earn Concrete, beautiful changes.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Kohl. all. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Is it a hassle getting your vehicle serviced? C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you work in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Liberty. Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
As a minimalist, paying less for insurance is more.
Nice place. Is your house a bubble?
It's a dome. I find corners unnecessary.
At Liberty Mutual, that's how we feel about overpaying for insurance.
But I do miss having shelves.
What would you put on them?
Nothing, obviously.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And welcome to the Keep It Trashy Celebrity Gossip Showbiz Report on News Talk 93.1 FM at 6:51. Yesterday, Roseanne Barr put on a bathing suit to attract the newly single Kanye West. She posted some bathing suit pictures on Instagram and captioned them, "Hey, Kanye," with the emoji of the face with hearts for eyes. Isn't that nice?
Oh, I'm glad I didn't see that picture, by the way.
Yeah, take the bathing suit. Well,
remember when they used to say, "Think of baseball"?
Yeah. Yeah, that was a cure for... So anyway, skip the bathing suit and go for the perfume.
First, there was Calvin Klein's obsession. Then, Elizabeth Taylor's passion. Now comes an exciting new fragrance inspired by America's number one television star. Introducing Roseanne Barr's Derriere.
Okay. By the way, there was zero benefit to home field advantage in the NFL last year, for those who care.
Really?
Home teams had a losing record, 127 and 128 with one tie. First time in modern NFL history where home teams didn't post an overall winning record. What else? Aaron Rodgers is still very good. What gifts did Drew Barrymore exchange with Steven Spielberg before she posed for Playboy? Spielberg sent her a copy of the photos, but with the paper doll clothes covering her skin, she apologized for sending him pics of herself dressed as a nun. He's her godfather.
That says a lot more.
Goes back to E.T. Speaking of E.T., for my bicycle column... We're going to take a shot of me on the bike with my hat over the moon.
Yay, that's going to be awesome.
Great.
I can't wait to see it.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Was that your idea?
Yes.
Nice.
Because I'm going to look like a big nerd anyway. Why not go all the way, right?
Right.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yes.
Twitter is falling all over itself to blast her for suggesting she's responsible for people wearing masks after she posted a selfie wearing one last February. That's the first I heard of that. Hey, this ought to be a real popular hit with our audience.
Yeah.
Bruce Springsteen and Barack Obama are going to do a podcast together called Renegades Born in the USA, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, I know you're going to be all over that, huh?
Oh, says Obama. On the surface, Bruce and I don't have a lot in common. Yeah, you do. You got more money than God. You both live on the coastline, in spite of the doom of global warming.
And what would
kind of
he,
like Bill Gates giving his speech from his $600 million yacht?
What would Obama say? Born in
the USA, maybe.
The US Navy, yeah, possibly.
Yeah. By the way, I just posted that from Babylon B. The picture of Bill. I mean, is that not typical Bill Gates?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Works for thee, not for me.
Here it is. Truth and satire. Bill Gates warns of the fat sacrifices we'll have to make in a stirring speech from his $650 million super yacht. Which is true. He does own that vehicle. We make the sacrifices. He gets the boat.
Yeah, but he's got to pay for gas for that thing.
Yeah, it doesn't run on solar panels. That's a carbon. But you see, he's important. The way it works with this whole carbon footprint credit thing, if you're important, if you're more important to the world than, let's say, somebody else, then you get to do this. And if you're not important to the world, then
it's like
they'll take it away from you.
John Kerry flying around the globe on his jet.
Why is he wasting his time? The world's going to end in 9 years, 7 years?
9 years, yeah.
Yeah. How does he know that? World's been here for billions of years and has survived everything. The only thing that's going to take this planet out is an asteroid, and that will just kill all life on it. It won't kill the planet.
Right.
The planet will still be here. And then it'll make a long comeback.
What day 9 years from now, do you know?
He won't say. Right. I think he's got greeting cards lined up for the occasion. Jeff Bezos buying the Washington football team. Oh, God, that'll be an easy team to hate.
Tell us how you really feel about it.
Watch, Amazon may own it, but it'll deliver everything but wins. See what I did there?
See, they deliver stuff.
There are other shows here in the building if you guys aren't enjoying this one today. I'm just saying, don't feel stuck here just because I suck.
You sound great. What are you talking about?
Gosh, you know what I haven't done? I haven't thought about convoluted intros to random facts.
At this hour?
Oh, man.
Yeah, now I had a text from Bubba to fix something on Possum, and so I was trying to fix that. It's, you know.
It's coming up on 8 o'clock Eastern time.
Yeah, I do as much as I can until I got to do something else.
Later on we're going to talk about crop circles that appeared over a creek in Alabama.
Is that right? So I haven't heard of crop circles
in a
while.
It's been a long time since I've heard of crop circles, man. Because ever since they came out and said, you know, yeah, we did these, we faked them, it was all... whatever.
Is that what they were talking about on America Overnight?
Or coast to coast?
Coast to coast, yeah.
I don't know. Spot somebody with a tinfoil hat and see if they heard it. Rogersville, Alabama, wherever that is.
They're a little daffy.
Rogersville?
No, I meant the tinfoil hat. No, where's it? Robertsville?
Rogersville.
Rogersville. I don't even know. You know where that's going to be.
No.
You don't.
Robertsville I do, but Rogersville.
Anyway, we're going to have all the details coming up later on this show.
Rogersville.
At 6:57, a recommendation for any occasion. Birthdays, anniversaries. Just to do something, surprise somebody. That's always fun. Make Brian Jewelry your headquarters for those kinds of occasions. They have a huge and very competitively priced selection. In fact, they can connect you for qualified customers with a Synchrony bank account that will allow you to buy at 0%. So you can be spontaneous without paying the burden of interest. They can create things from scratch. If you have an idea or you have somebody you want to celebrate, maybe an accomplishment they just did or a promotion they got at work, with some type of jewelry, go there and talk ideas because they can create it for you. Free care and cleaning on whatever you purchase for the lifetime that you own it. In fact, in another week, it'll be 7 years for Mrs. Rutabaga and me. And
That's right.
Yeah, that's where
we're... Wow, yeah, Monday.
I wonder what the seven-year anniversary...
I will look that up.
Check that out while I'm giving the rest of the
information.
The seventh year anniversary gift is What is it?
Butt paste.
No.
Light Rich's answer.
The traditional gift, 7-year anniversary, is copper and wool.
Whoa. So how about like one of those bracelets, you know, that helps?
The modern...
I'm thinking about what you clean the sink with.
No.
That's terrible.
The modern gift for 7 years is desk sets and stationery.
Well, she's getting ready to like start her tile business. There's something there. But what Brian Jewelry does so well is get that idea out of you with probative questions.